matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, thanks to Student Flights, bringing you the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students. Call Student Flights on 131 669.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Yeah. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live.
What a night to be alive. It is Wednesday. We are here. I'm feeling good. I ate a whole bowl of soup. My tummy's got that weird swimming pool feeling.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
You know what? It's giving me the sustenance I need to bring Australia 3.5 hours of solid radio. Big show, guys. Your chance to win a trip to Japan to see Rule, who I believe is the next Australian Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. Plus, George Ezra has a number one hit in the UK on his hands with this massive tune.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Not only has he been number one in the UK charts, he's also number one in my heart as far as favourite guests go. We always have fun with George Ezra. He's calling through a little later on in the show. And just after 7 o'clock, we are doing what I think is probably the best phone topic that we've ever done on Ash London Live.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind that last night we did Grandparents Gone Wild and someone called up and told us that their grandpa at nearly 90 years old was found getting it on with his ex-girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, that was a good phoner.
Hello, my name's George Ezra.
George Ezra on Ash London Live.
Hey, George, how you going, matey moo?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm living my best life. I think I'm about to get some hot chips for dinner just because I feel like it and I just want to be slutty, you know what I mean?
Amazing. When I last saw you, were you about to get married?
What an amazing memory, George. I was, and I did it.
Hey, congratulations. Was it good?
It was, honestly, it was so much fun. We just had a big party in a paddock.
It's probably the wrong word, isn't it?
No, it was fun. It was the best. Honestly, like, I highly recommend having a big, fun party wedding.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Congratulations. I'm glad it went well.
Thank you so much. Did you get married since we spoke last or just me?
I didn't get married, no.
Okay.
Well, I did some cool stuff. I didn't get married.
You had a number one single at home in the UK. I would say that's still pretty good.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that can be my cool stuff. That can be my wedding.
Yeah. Were you so happy? Like, take me through. Do you get a phone call? Do you get an email? What happens?
Well, you kind of get like what I call them the adults. So that's the management and people at the record label.
Gotcha.
They kind of have like an idea of numbers during the week, right? Mm-hmm. So then on like Tuesday, Wednesday, I get a call from one of the adults saying, "Oh my god, you know, this could potentially be number one." Oof. And I don't really pay attention to that stuff because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know until it happens. Everyone seemed pretty dead certain that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I just didn't let myself get too excited. And then the next morning, we had a bit of a champagne breakfast and I allowed myself just to enjoy the moment.
And does it open up? I mean, obviously you're already a huge artist with so many opportunities, but when you get that validation, when you get that number one single, do things change in the sense that more opportunities or more promo, more invitations to do whatever? Like, does your schedule then change because you're number one and everyone wants a piece all of a sudden?
Yeah, do you know what? That's a really good question, but I don't really know, because when you're in the middle of it, you feel pretty busy anyway. And do you know what? My diary today was already booked before I was number one, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you're so booked in advance.
Well, you know what? Since we last spoke, I mean, when we spoke, when was it? Maybe two or three months ago. I already, like, had a vibe for staying at Tamara's. And I'm not just saying this because I don't have to lie to you. There's no, like, merit in me lying to you. I've become obsessed with this album. Like, I'm obsessed with it. And I fly a lot and I just listen to it on planes, like, on repeat. And then I know because that I've been listening for ages, because all of a sudden I'll be like, I reckon this is the 7th time I've listened to Hold My Girl without getting up from my seat. Man, it's such a... I love it. It's such a good album. Well done.
Amazing. Thank you. That's very flattering. Do you know what? Writing 10 tracks, 11 tracks, 12 tracks, and releasing it as an album, that's the bit I love doing. So to hear that you're enjoying it, that's very flattering.
Oh, I love it so much. And Hold My Girl is Man, I just like such a beautiful song. Do you love that song too?
I do. Do you know what? I do love that song, and I love performing it live now. I kind of, yeah, it's a nice moment in the set where it all drops down. Mm. It's nice. Do you know what? Because I didn't really write a song like that on the first album.
Yeah.
It's nice to have one of those in the set.
Hey, tell me about Lithuania. That's cool. I've never even been to Lithuania. I couldn't really tell you where Lithuania is, to be perfectly honest.
Right. I was exactly the same as you up until this weekend, right? So it's like, oh, you're flying to Lithuania. And if anyone from Lithuania hears this, I'll be honest with you, I was a bit like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you know, we'll play a show in Lithuania.
Yeah.
And we landed. Not only, we're in the capital, which is called Vilnius, which is not only one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to,
wow,
but everyone there is gorgeous. The city's gorgeous. And then the gig was, hands down, my favourite of the summer. They
so
went
good.
Off.
Yes, and I was going, go Lithuania.
We've never been there before. Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't even know if we'd sold a record in Lithuania.
Oh,
I didn't
wonderful.
Know, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And it was just amazing.
More of my chat with George Ezra in 6 minutes' time. But let's get his track on the air.
Hello, my name's George Ezra.
George Ezra on Ash London Live.
And how is it as a young alabaster skinned George Ezra coping with this European heat wave we keep hearing about?
Do you know what? In the day, I'm good. I've just worn nothing but my Adidas shorts
nice.
Every day.
That's so pommy
like
of you, man.
In public, and I'm like, oh yeah, so that's all good. In the day, I'm fine. Do you know what it is?
Mm.
We're not equipped for the evenings. London is such an unforgiving city in
yeah.
the hot evening because there's no sea breeze.
Yeah.
There's no, like, cool evening drop in temperature. It's just
stagnant,
hot,
yeah.
horrible, humid, angry English people.
Oh, mate, you need to calm down and hop in the ocean down under. That's what you need. That is
beautiful. You know what? Can I tell you something that is so bizarre?
Yeah.
And I don't know how this has happened. So I was on Instagram 2 days ago,
yeah,
and I saw a picture of my mum with her brother.
Mm.
Now, that's all well and good,
yeah.
but my mum's brother lives in Australia,
uh-huh.
so I was like, "What is my mum in Australia?" And then I read the comments, and all her friends were like, "Oh, I hope you're having a lovely time." And she was like, "Yeah, yeah, I'm great, just missing the dog."
What?
And I was like, I didn't even know you were going to. How do you get on a 24-hour flight without your son knowing?
How did that happen?
Like,
what was her excuse?
Probably that I'm just really shit at keeping in touch. So
yeah,
she probably did tell me.
Yeah.
But it just went over my head. But that's mad, isn't it? I was
that
like, my mum's in Australia and I didn't even know.
Well, my mum's in the UK at
so
the moment, so we can do a mum swap.
A mum swap?
Yeah. Yinny G makes the best Lebanese food. She'll come round, she'll make your feast. And she'll go home
amazing.
And she'll give you a big mum hug.
Amazing. Well, I'll look out for her.
Okay, you look out for my mum.
I don't know what.
I'll look out for your mum. What is your mum's name?
My mum is Zoe. She's
Zoe.
A lovely lady.
Beautiful name.
I don't know. Her best dish is like a salmon bake thing that's
Ooh,
really good. So look out for her. Maybe
Zoe.
Get some of that in you.
That's heaven. What a great
yeah.
outcome. And what a great note to leave you on, George. I'm so bloody happy for you. Number one, living your best life in Lithuania. Just
yeah.
get it, boy.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was lovely to chat, and I hope you're all good.
I am.
And hopefully, I'll be back over sometime soon.
Yeah, come on over, matey. Take care of yourself. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Ash London Live.